All right, we are recording. This is episode something, right? Yeah, and we're going to be doing Matthew chapter 10. But we got a room full of people here right now. Christina's here. Christina, say hi.
Hi.
Still got Dylan.
Hey, guys.
And Coda, you're here too?
Yep.
But what's crazy is Dylan and Coda both have friends here too. We have Miss Gina, Coda's buddy.
Hi.
Gina, and tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Gina.
I'm just Gina.
Well, about 5 minutes ago, you were just pretending to be a pig.
Yeah.
Why?
For Dakota's 4-H club.
So you're that good of a friend, you can pretend to be a pig.
I am a pig.
Awesome. But Mason, you're sitting over there quiet, you don't know what's going on. Who are you? What do you do? How do we know you?
Yeah.
These kids just keep showing up. I don't even know where they come
from.
Yes.
I met you guys through school and through sports.
Through school and through sports? Like, okay, so yesterday we had our first baseball game of the season, right?
Yeah.
Who won the first game?
I did.
Mason's on the opposing team, and Dylan, what do you think about it? How'd yesterday's first game go?
The first game was mean.
And
the second game, though, was fun.
Second game was a lot more fun because they won, right?
Yeah.
So in La Pine, we have two baseball teams in the 14U division. You're on one team, which is the Dodgers, right?
Yes.
And Dylan's on the Padres. So you have to play each other, and we'll play each other all season. So.
Oh, we might be the Pirates, though.
The Pirates. Well, they're thinking about changing it to the Pirates because...
And it doesn't make sense because
your
says
hats
Padres.
Are brown. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't really matter. We're getting to play baseball, right? And I got my first sunburn yesterday, so the right side of my face and my neck are like hot, and the other side, yep, it's still winter. So I know what the equator feels like right now, right down through the middle of my forehead. But what else? It's been 2 weeks since we all got to talk,
mm-hmm.
right?
Wow.
And yeah, it's been a while. And why? Because it got busy, right?
Family mm-hmm. issues.
So, and why did it get busy? Because Easter came, that was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And we have a bit of a family drama here, but Mason, you got your brother, your older brother, Ben. Ben Jammin.
We're going to give a shout out to Ben.
Ben and Augie, they got dunked on Easter Sunday,
uh-huh.
which was fantastic. And Mason was supposed to get dunked today, which Mom had to work. And so you're going to do it when?
Next weekend.
Next Sunday, Nathan's giving his life to Christ.
Yeah.
Super excited about that. Way fun. You can't hear Mason. Christina's like poking me. Everybody else hears Mason, right?
Yeah.
I can hear Mason.
Okay.
Mason, speak again.
Tell Christina to get the car key out of her ear and start listening a little harder.
Listening.
So, anything else? After Easter... I had to go down to the valley last weekend to deal with some family stuff. What happened here? You came and helped Mason. You were here last weekend.
Yeah.
We just went to the dump and dumped stuff off. That's about it.
I went to the ballpark.
You went to the ballpark?
Yeah, and I had to help out clean up the fields. Fields look absolutely nice now instead of like rocks digging up. They're really good.
Yeah, and I completely missed that practice.
You missed that one? Uh-oh. So you didn't help clean up?
I was able to, though.
No. What'd you do last weekend, Coda?
We went to church and just played with the little kids and had them just sleep in our laps, pretty much. It was a good day.
It was a good day.
What did you do for ROTC?
ROTC? I went to this guy's, I don't know, it would be kind of a funeral, kind of celebration of life, and just got to shut off and turn off the lights, and I was there for 2 hours.
So for 2 hours, all you did was stand there and turn on and shut off the lights?
No.
That's what you just said. Just goes over there, lights on, lights off. Did you have a clapper? That would have been even funner. Like, hey, guys.
No. So 2 hours, I got there 2 hours early. Everybody was mixed up on the time.
Well, that's because kids nowadays can't tell time, right?
No, it was the adults as well.
It was the adults. It was the older people, too, the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got there 2 hours early, just sit there doing nothing, trying to talk to people and stuff. So I was just like, I don't know what to do. And the guy's like, we're going to have you turn off and turn on the lights. So finally it comes to the ceremony thing of his celebration. They burn his papers. I don't know why they burned his papers. I don't understand it. But they have me turn off the lights while they're burning his papers. And the guy's walking through and doing, like, the color guard with the gun. And then...
So just so people know, that you were part of a color guard with your ROTC at your school.
Yeah.
And a gentleman passed away here in the Pine area. He was a World War II veteran.
Yes.
And so that's what you're doing with your ROTC. You guys were there for that.
Yeah,
so,
but I was the only one that showed up.
Oh, so that's why they didn't have you do the whole thing and shoot the gun. You had to turn the lights on and off.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And when, I didn't even know if anybody was coming or not, and I've been waiting and waiting, and nobody showed up. So he's just like, we'll have you turn off and do the lights. They really need me, so.
Well, good, but you were there anyway.
Uh-huh.
Showing support.
And everybody said thank you. And was like, we need more people like you today.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's an awesome thing. And so we kind of skipped over it. I introduced Gina as being a pig.
Pig.
But we really didn't get into why you're being a pig for Kona. What's that about? Hey, come over and be my pig. Just a minute. Dylan's got something he wants to say, but I want to get to the bottom of this. Why?
Well, Dakota has been showing pigs for a while in 4-H. And she's going to do a presentation of where to use the whip to control her pig. And she thought I would be a perfect pig for her. So
she
wants to use me, but I think she should use one of my stuffed animals because I don't want to be hit with a whip.
Okay, Dylan, what do you got?
Hey, Gina, I know that you're acting like a pig, but please don't run off a bridge.
Run off a bridge.
We're going
back to the Bible thing, huh?
Yes.
Watch me.
Run into the water. You know what he's talking about, guys?
No.
Mason, don't. So, and it was in, what, Matthew?
I think it's 9.
8 or 9. Jesus cast some demons out of...
That was a sad day for me.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so they went across water. Help me out on this, Christina. They went across the water. Jesus saves them all from the storm, right? And they get to the beach, and this dude comes running up to him that's butt naked, screaming and yelling, and he's full of demons. And so Jesus casted all the demons out of him, and they wound up going into a bunch of pigs that were on the side of the hill. And then they all ran into the water and drowned. So, yeah. How many demons did he cast out of them? It's like 3,000, right?
Yeah, right around
there. Yeah, it was a bunch of demons. Yep, a bunch.
So there was a bunch of pigs that he put them into.
Yeah. So, anyways, you know that story, right?
Yeah, I can reassure you I will not be running off of bridges. I think I'm good on that.
I think it was a cliff, not a bridge, but...
Mason, what about you, buddy?
What? But what about him? He's not going to run off a bridge either.
No, not saying that. I'm just saying, like, we haven't really had you on here, never, so how's your life been?
Good. Complicated.
Good and complicated. Good. It's good. It's
how do you feel like the baptism's going to go?
Are you excited about it?
A little nervous.
A little nervous?
Yeah.
What do you think there is to be nervous about?
Being in front of a bunch of people.
Being in front of a bunch of people.
Stage fright.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you through that, too, right? No, I get nervous, too. Like, I'm going to forget the words or hold you under too long. Like they say, it's a 5-minute speech, so just be practicing this week on how long you can hold your breath. And, you know, if I get a little long, then we got to go 5:30, but no, he'll be all right.
Mason?
No, I'm stoked because I get a dunk in Mason next weekend, and his family's going to be there, and it's going to be super exciting.
Yes. Mason? And our family's going to come up, too.
Yeah, my dad and my mom are supposed to come up and watch baseball. Next weekend is their wedding anniversary, and should be fun. Yeah, I think they're at 13 years. Yeah. It's awesome. Yep. So, Dad and Holly, congratulations. Love you guys.
Yes.
And and we're gonna have a baptism too. So that's super cool.
Mason.
What made you make this decision to want to be baptized? I mean, what in your perspective, what does that do for you?
It allows me to follow Jesus, and yeah.
Yeah.
Does it get you more close with Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the words.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's what this is about, because I know there's probably people out there listening, probably some kids that are wanting to do this, but, you know, they're scared to, right? Because, like you said, I'm nervous because I got to get in front of a bunch of people and making that decision on why to get baptized, and that's what I want to talk about. Why do we want to get, what's it do? Number one, puts our name in the book of names, right? Mm-hmm. It's for remission of our sins, mm-hmm. and it's making that commitment to follow God, to put Jesus as number one in your life, and working every day to
try to achieve it.
Right, yeah. to please Him. And mm-hmm. Do you know what happened to Jesus right after He got baptized?
I do not.
You do not. So after John, and this just a little bit ago, so when you get your Bible, I want you to start reading Matthew. That's a good place to start. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were four disciples. And those were the people that followed Jesus.
John the Baptist.
Yeah. But there was 12.
Yeah. John the Baptist don't demonize fixing that set too. But right after Jesus got baptized, he went out in the wilderness and Satan came after him. Okay, and Satan tried to get Jesus in three times. Right? And so something that why I want you plugged into a life group, youth group, and that kind of thing too, and keeping up with the church. Super important, because Satan will come and try to detour you to take this, because you got fire in you right now. You're wanting to know Jesus. You want to get to know Him. You want to know Him better, and you're going to need that support. Every person does, right, Christina?
Absolutely.
Yep. So, anyways, with that, we're going to get started in Matthew chapter 10. But before we do, what do you think? Break time?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little break. Dead air right now. Oh, my God.
What?
Everybody's wondering. So what was going on? We just had our break, and I'm trying to tell these guys how we're going to come out of it. They can't hear the music that's playing because I'm plugged into the computer, and they're plugged into our switchboard, mechanical stuff. So I go 3, 2, 1, and I point at them, and everybody looks at me like, there's a deer in the headlights. What is going on? So we had to break this out. So anyways, Jeannie, you have something you're wanting to read, right?
Yeah.
And where's it come from? What are we doing?
So I have this quote in my room, which I really like.
And it's off of my Instagram.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She found this quote, and I just recognized it because I really like this quote. And I thought I would share it with everyone. So it says, God doesn't give the hardest battles to His toughest soldiers. He creates the toughest soldiers through life's hardest battles. Which I feel like a lot of people can go by, because a lot of people just think that they're so weak because they can't go through what God wants them to do. But really, he creates you tough for the hardest battles.
I think that's fantastic, because that even got brought up today in service today. When Ben mentioned the quote that you said the other day, what was it? Now I know I'm putting you on the spot. You talked about it. God does
told
not...
me that He doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called.
Mm-hmm.
When I was struggling with adequacy.
Pointing at her to talk into the mic. She loves to look down at her Bible and talk, and I got to turn her up, and then when she comes back in, she's really loud. Yeah, God does not equip the called. He doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure it does.
I mean,
yeah.
Look at who His disciples were.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, pop quiz. Pop quiz, uh-huh. We do this. How many disciples did Jesus have?
12.
12. And who were they? Can you name them all?
Oh, I can name like
Guess
six.
Guess what? Dylan's about to. Dylan, would you please read the book of Matthew, chapter 10, starting in verse 1.
Jesus called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to drive and impure spirits, and to heal every disease and sickness.
Go ahead and read verse 2.
These are names of 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew.
Okay, so James. What's that? We got Simon, who's called Peter, right?
Yes.
And Andrew. Okay, that's two. Go ahead, Dylan.
James and son of Zebedee.
James, son of Zebedee.
And his brother John.
And his brother John. So now we got four, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Philip and Bartholomew.
We got Philip and Bartholomew. That's six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thomas. And Matthew.
Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
James of the Alphaeus.
James, son of Alphaeus.
And
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot.
Simon the Zealot, right?
Zealot,
okay. And
Judas is
Iscariot.
Who betrayed him.
He betrayed him.
I don't think Stan.
What does that mean? Do you guys get who Judas was?
Yes.
How did he betray Jesus?
When Jesus was crucified,
just
people came down and asked him.
He betrayed him with what? How did he betray him?
They asked him if they knew him because they looked a lot alike, and he denied it three different times.
No, that was Peter.
Yep.
Judas was the one that took silver, and to tell them who to get Jesus turned in to the Pharisees.
He took payment.
He took payment, and how he betrayed him by not only doing that and taking the silver, but he told them who Jesus was with a kiss. He betrayed him with a kiss. He kissed Jesus, and that's when they came down the mountain and arrested him. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. What?
Yep.
What? I'm totally lost.
He kissed Jesus, and that was the sign for the Pharisees to know which man Jesus was. Judas said, "Well, I will give him a kiss
on the cheek."
Yes, on the cheek.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's when they come down, and then Jesus got arrested. So.
Want me to read 5:2? Because that's still not read.
Which one?
5 is the other part. These 12.
Yeah, go ahead.
These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Okay. Do you want me to read more?
Yeah.
Do and go among the.
No, do not.
Oh.
Not.
Go among the Gentiles.
Gentiles.
Or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim the message, the King of Heaven has come near.
The Kingdom of Heaven has come near. Let's stop right there. And so, Jesus sends out the 12, right? Who are the 12? Yes, you may not. His disciples.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
This was still
disciples.
Sorry, I snorted. Gina just looked up at me like, oh my God, he can't ask us to name them all 12 again.
Please, no.
That was funny. But no, he's sending out his 12 disciples and gives them instructions to what? The first instruction, do not.
Go among the Gentiles.
Who are the Gentiles? What's the? What do they mean by Gentiles?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask.
Christina,
you
got an idea? What? So back in the times, there was Jews and Gentiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jews were the people of Jesus, right?
Like the chosen people.
The chosen people. Who are the Gentiles?
The others.
Everybody else.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Jews and Gentiles.
Yeah.
And so at that time, like, Jesus being the Jews, you weren't the chosen people of God, or the Jews, right? And the Gentiles were not supposed to know anything about him. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, they were considered in a different class.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so God tells them to what? Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town
of Samaritans.
Go rather to the lost sheep. What are the lost sheep?
Lush.
Do you want them to go out and look for, like, mom screaming sheep? Because I would rather you don't find them.
No.
They were goats.
Whatever. They were.
Same difference.
They were not.
Okay,
the
so what he was talking about, we used to have goats, okay? And they screamed just like that, pretty much. and
headphone warning.
Yes, headphone warning.
That's how they said I. They were. Yeah. Which was funny for like the first
couple weeks,
30 minutes. But then the 3 years later, every time you walk outside,
my goats do that too.
Yeah, they don't baa. They didn't baa.
They didn't baa. Like they
regular yelled. Goats. They're anyways. Lost sheep. Let's get back to the book.
Are they talking about like when he that one man left his 99 sheep to go find the lost?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, to find the lost sheep. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. What's he meaning?
When he finds the king, the Son of God has come near.
The kingdom of heaven has come near.
Means he's there.
Jesus is on the planet,
almost,
right?
Yeah.
He is here. Warner, but hey, kingdom of heaven's here, right? Okay. Kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give.
That's hard to say.
Well, let's go over it again. He's giving his disciples these instructions, right? Because they're going to go out and start doing their preaching, right?
Yeah, and this is God talking.
This is Jesus saying, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, and freely you give.
Sounds like he's talking about all the things that he has done. Because he healed the 10 men from leprosy.
He's giving them the power to do it themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is awesome. And so then we go into the verse 9. Says, do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. So he's saying, don't take money, right? Go do this, but what we talk about today at church, what'd Ben say?
Don't take your man purse.
Don't take your man purse, because God will provide, right?
Don't take your man purse.
But that's what Judas did.
Oh, it goes off of the movie, Jesus Take the Wheel, the one that we watched last night, where this guy is flying a plane, I forgot what it's called, and
a prayer and a hope on a wing, or something like that.
And the guy has to take the wheel of the plane and fly the plane, because the pilot had a heart attack and died. The kid, his daughter, had like an allergic reaction to something. So the other daughter had to get something to keep the other daughter alive. Then his co-pilot was his wife, and he had to like let go of the whole controls as he was landing.
I fell asleep, so I didn't really see it.
Dylan thought it was a really good movie.
Yeah.
No, that's good. What's that portraying? Like, to let go and let God, right?
Yeah.
Which is sometimes really hard for us to do, to let go and let God have complete control in situations. So, and that's what Jesus told him to do. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take in your belts. No bag for the journey, or extra shirt or sandals or a staff. They can't even bring their clothes, right? He's telling them, just leave. Don't pack anything.
Mom would not.
For the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. Sorry, I'm getting messed up here. Give it your greetings. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. And if it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. What's he mean by that? Shake the dust off your feet. Leave that town and shake the dust off your feet.
It's like, if you get the dust off your feet, that's like all the trace of that town is just gone.
Don't let them weigh you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone's not willing right now to receive that message, then go on to the next, because there's people out there that do, right?
Yeah.
That do need it, right?
Yes.
Christina, you want to take over? Verse 15.
Truly I tell you, if it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on guard. You'll be handed over to local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as a witness to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you'll be given what to say, for it will be not you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You'll be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
Okay.
She's already on 24.
Yeah. So look, that was a lot to absorb right there, right?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go for it.
So what we were doing last week in Grow Group, we were learning about kind of this main message. I forgot what it was.
That's okay. So do you guys get what all just happened right there? He's telling him, go out and spread the good news, right? Which is what we started talking about when we started
this.
Okay, give me just a second, okay? So now they're going out and they're spreading the good news, but he's giving them warning. And kind of like for them to go out and do this for their first time, it's kind of like the same warning I was just giving you, like during our introduction about getting baptized and Satan coming after you. These people are going to be persecuted, right? They're going to go out and not everybody's going to get it. You know what I mean? And so God's giving them warning, you know, expect this, and if people aren't hearing it, move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, what was your thought?
So, on On Guard, the book, it talked about why would we write this book? Why would they go straight to the death for what they believe, like Jesus has risen? We talked about that, and like he played something on YouTube. I forgot what it was called. But it was like, let's do this. And it was so funny at the end. Everybody started cracking up. But it's just, I don't know. It's more about this page in the book than anything.
All that I remember is we had a game that we played, and we put bags over our head and tried to find somebody.
I remember that.
I got you.
That's not Grow Group. That's Youth Group. Grow Group's in the morning. Like, as church is going on, the morning service, you go to Grow Group. You have early never service. Been.
Yeah. My bad.
All you know is you had a bag over your head and you tried to find somebody. And you found Mason.
I found Mason.
And now Mason's getting baptized. Yeah. So it was worth finding.
I ripped it off through his head.
All right. So, Coda, you have a Bible over there?
Yep.
Okay.
I do.
You want to take off in, I think, Christina, you finished in...
24.
Maybe
24.
24.
24,
okay.
So it is Matthew 9, verse
24.
10.
Chapter 10, verse 24. That's all right.
It's right here.
The student is not above the teacher. Nor the a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called
Beelzebul,
what's that mean?
I have no idea.
How much more the members of his household.
Okay, so let's break that down. The student is not above the teacher. What do you guys think that means?
The student is not smart, or the student is not the leader, the teacher is.
Mm-hmm. Who's our teacher?
God, Jesus.
Jesus, there you go. And we're the student, right?
Yep.
So we're not above the
teacher. We're not powerful.
Nor his servant above his master, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in the household back then, they had servants, okay? And the master is the head of the household. It is enough for students to be like their teachers. Did you hear that? It is enough for students to be like their teachers. What are we doing here with following Jesus? Don't worry about the beeping. That's dinner's done, guys. So. That's the Instapot.
I don't know if you could hear or not. But.
Yeah, you go back, rewind. You'll hear a little. It's not a bomb. It's dinner.
Dinner.
So. Boom.
Sorry. Yeah. It is not enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the household has been called Beelzebul.
No. He is, he's a god. Among the, he's a Canaanite god, similar to Baal.
So like a Greek god?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay, that makes so much.
Beelzebul, I don't understand.
Like, you know that, like, the Greek gods, they're
idols.
Fake gods. Like, yeah. God is God of all, right?
Well, Jesus is the one God. Well, I wouldn't say it was God. Fake. Their beliefs, because religion is religion.
It's a pagan god.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so that helped clear that up. Thank you, Christina. Mm-hmm. How much more will the members of this house? So,
do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known.
Ooh. Go ahead and continue. Gina, you know right where she's at?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pick up at 27?
Sure. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
That's kind of deep right there, huh?
Yeah, scary.
That's got an emotional right there. That's
Gina,
Gina's.
That was like perfect. Like I can see your smile.
I got the mood in my voice.
What's Jesus saying right there? So you started in verse 27. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What do you take that like? Just because he tells you at night, you know, like when you're sleeping, does he talk to you? Or could this be right now considered dark? What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. Like what he tells you right now.
Maybe it's your darkest times. Maybe
yes.
It's like when you're having darkest times.
I look at it like right now. We're talking to each other. Yes, we're shined upon by the light of God, but not everybody else is hearing it. So take what he's teaching us now and take that into the world, into the light. And be the light for the world and continue to spread the gospel.
Oh.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I got a favorite poem. It's, you always got to go through the dark to get to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of my most favorite ones because it's so true in this world today. It's just...
Well, you got to be the light, and light touches everything.
Uh-huh, and
yeah, if you light a lantern, you don't hide it in the table or put it in a room behind a door, right? You don't put a box over it or a pan. You set it on the table so the light can touch everything, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the same way we want the Spirit of God to shine through us when we're being a part of the world, right?
Yeah.
Is to shine on everything, right? And I think that's what Jesus wants us to do. That's what he calls us to do, right?
Yeah.
I also think that your time with him, like, maybe the dark is in a closet, you know? And you're just having time with him and you were maybe seeking him and wanting to know more. And what he reveals to you in that darkness... you can bring back out when you come out of that closet and out of that dark
point
in your life.
Yeah.
When it's better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have
it. He's saying a lot right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To have a testimony, you have to have a test, right?
Yes.
So maybe in the dark spot in that closet, that's your test. And then after it, you have the testimony so you can proclaim that you made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And what God did to help you make it through.
Okay, another thing in Grow Group. Sorry, I gotta bring it back up. But we were talking about how he, like, puts you in the dark situations for a reason. Because if we weren't put in dark situations, would we know him?
Right. No, that's a really good point. If things were good all the time, people tend to come to Jesus when they're having a bad time, right?
Yes.
But when you're having a good time, you...
Well,
put him on the back burner, right? I don't need him. So, yeah, we got to go through them bad times so that it builds our relationship to where we want Jesus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mission, why don't you read?
Before we get into that, we're almost done with this. I'm going to have Mason take off when we come back, but let's take one more break, okay? You, partner.
We are back in verse 29, Matthew 10. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, that not one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges more me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven.
Okay, let's stop right there. What's Jesus saying right there? Whoever acknowledges me in front of others, I shall acknowledge in front of my Father. Okay? Do you understand what he's saying right there? If you say, I love Jesus right now in front of people that don't know Jesus, you're acknowledging Jesus, and Jesus will say, well, I love Mason. When he's in front of God. Right? You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. But if you say, like what Peter did, what you said a little bit ago, is like when Peter denied Jesus the three times, Jesus is saying this again, whoever denies me, I will not deny in front of my Father.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So if we go back in that book, you'll read where Jesus reinstates Peter and brings Peter back in. After
Yeah,
Peter
if you go mm-hmm. further and
take yeah. that far back.
So does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're about ready to wrap all this up. And you have something at the end that you're wanting to read still, or do you already read it?
Well, we can pass it around.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and jump into Christina, where do you want to go?
Well, I want to actually circle back to that. I mean,
because
it's talking about are not two sparrows sold for one penny. So it's comparing two sparrows, but then it comes up to, and even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So it just says that, to me, it means that God just knows everything about us. He knows our innermost fears. He knows our innermost desires. He knows our aspirations. He knows everything about us, and that's just, this scripture just speaks more about how more precious we are to him. So
yeah,
you guys get that out of that too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mason, when you read he knows the hairs of your head, and you started at 29, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. I mean, God knows the hairs on your head, how many they are. He knows all the stars in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how
it's
much
crazy.
He loves you. You can't fathom the knowledge and wisdom that
just
he's got.
How much he knows is just like, mm-hmm. kind of nerve-wracking in a bit.
He knows your history. He knows what you do.
He knows your thoughts.
He knows your search history.
You can't just delete
scary.
Your Google. Yeah, your Google history. He's got it.
He's got it. Yeah.
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
He's just like, let's look at Gina's search history.
Oh, wow. I've got a whole book here.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows if you've been naughty or nice. So.
But the great thing about all that, yes, he knows all that. He knows our sins, and ain't no one of us in this room or on this planet that is without sin. But because we know Jesus, our sins are what?
Forgiven.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, he extends grace to meet us where we're at in our walk with him.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's look at verse 37. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's deep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Just
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why is that deep? Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Okay,
that's a different kind of love right there,
yeah.
Right?
I'm going into a story. This brings back a flashback from second grade. I would go around with my friend Tony, and I would go around and ask kids, who do you love more, your family or Jesus? And every time they said family, I was like, you don't believe in Jesus. And I used to be, I was that kid. I would be like, you're supposed to love Jesus more than your family. And they'd be like, well, I love my family more.
Yeah, but that's...
I was that kid,
okay? No, I would have answered the same way. But,
yeah.
But we're supposed to... That's the kind of...
It's
why would you think people would answer that question that way? because they have a relationship with their family, right?
Yeah, they don't have such of a bigger relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, because that well, we, yeah, that's the, and that's what Jesus is trying to get us to do, to have that kind of feeling and that kind of relationship with him as we do our own family.
I feel like a your lot of family is tangible, though. You can see your family. You can feel. They can give you a hug. You can't see Jesus. You have to have faith that he actually exists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's awesome. Thanks for the story. That was perfect. Okay, so verse 40. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. Anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Who sent him?
God.
God, that's right. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. 42. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of those little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's
deep.
That's the end.
Spread the word, right? That's what we started this whole podcast on, was spreading the gospel. And God's telling right now all of his disciples to go forth and spread the gospel. So
this is like on the Chosen. All it's right? So cool.
Yes.
And Coda's got her phone out. She's got something she wants to share.
And then we'll just pass it around and you can scroll up and you pick a quote instead of don't play the video. The video is for me only.
Okay, what are you doing on?
So it's just on Instagram. I post these quotes and about God and stuff.
Yep.
And it says, if you are going through difficult times, keep trusting God. He knows how to bless you in unexpected ways. Just scroll up.
You can say up. Just scroll up.
Scroll up, Dylan.
There's a lot of videos, yeah. You can just...
Putting all the pressure on Dylan.
The Lord is my rock and my favorites and my delivers. Deliver?
Yeah.
My God, my strength in womb. I will trust my buckler.
Buckler.
Right there.
B-U-C-K-L-E-R. Buckler.
My buckler. Close.
And the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
And if you scroll to the side or up.
There's a video of you.
don't press like Bucky.
You got like four likes. You're Bucky singing or something.
Bucky, don't. Please don't.
She's singing.
No, don't touch it.
I don't know. You're singing again.
Oh.
And now you're kissing across. Oh, that's pretty. Okay. All right. I got one. And this comes... Do you know where these are coming out of? What this is all about? Anyways, what am I looking at? Is this your Facebook stuff?
Instagram stuff. And... I spread the word of God on
Instagram. There's something. Okay, and this is, it says, if you are going through difficult times, keep trusting God. He knows how to bless you in unexpected ways. Didn't I already read that?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
You gotta go up.
Well, it went sideways. There's another one.
Okay, read that one.
It says, Lord, I bring to you my burdens, and you know why, my situation. You know I can't make it without you. Comfort my heart. Give me strength. And help me carry on. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
I think if you go this way, there will be another one because it's a 3 or 4. I'm smart.
Very.
Read that one. Yeah. Mason wants a high five. Why did you skip that one?
Because it wasn't... Really,
she didn't like it enough.
She just didn't feel like it.
You can scroll up or you can go... There should be like 4 or 5 on one.
Ooh, I like this. Each day I need to let God's word interrupt me. Rearrange me and redirect me.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Find one for Mason.
Trying.
And this is all on Instagram, and Coda shares them every day. Let me read that one.
Well, we've already gone through it.
No, not that one. You skipped over it.
Dear God, please help me to choose my words carefully today.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then...
And then to Gina.
Yeah. Okay.
Just scroll.
I'm scared, you know.
Oh, okay.
Coda, you don't need to whisper. These things are really picking up. And my hair is so whispering. If a mouse farts in here, we are going to hear it.
Okay, it's all your pigs. Just gonna get me.
Oh, I found one.
Oh, I found one.
Oh, I found
one. This is what I posted last night.
Okay. It says, with the power of God within us, we need never fear the powers around us.
That's good.
That's good. Go follow Dakota on Instagram.
It's Dakota Howell 2910.
On Instagram. Or at Instagram. How do you say it? At Instagram?
It's just
there's Instagram. Some videos you might not want to watch.
I see her. I'm going to go follow her. If I ever download the Instagrams.
There's one.
So, after this, we're going to go listen to her singing videos.
Yeah, and see if she's any good. Are they voiceovers or are you actually singing?
They're voiceovers.
Oh, well.
And they have that's words. Important. Okay? It's not just... Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Can I lead us out in a word?
You're Milli Vanilli in it.
Yes.
You know who Milli Vanilli is?
No.
You don't know Milli Vanilli?
No.
I'm confuzzled.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I lead us out
yes,
in
we're
going to
get
prayer?
There, but they don't even know Milli Vanilli. Do you know Milli Vanilli?
No.
They were a rock group in the 80s, and they lip-synced.
We're not old, okay?
That's not old. That's classic.
We're making Bucky sound.
That was old.
No. Anyway. All right, Dylan, lead us out in a word of prayer. Let's wrap this thing up.
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, as we all gather here today, I pray that all of us, we have a good day today, Lord. I pray that Gina and her brothers, they have a great time. She plays with her horse. And that dog doesn't try to bite me. I pray for Coda as her videos get better and she doesn't lip sync. I pray for Mason as he can rope a dummy today. And I pray for Mom as she has a great time and talking to her sister that's in the hospital. But I also pray for Carol, Lord. I pray that she gets really better, and I pray for Dad and Waylon as they become really good buddies and talk to each other more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Visit us again. We'll try to do another one of these next week, right?
Yes, sorry.
God bless. Howlers Nation, thanks for joining us. And we will see you on the next podcast.
Later.
Bye. Later. Bye.